Welcome to the Positive with Osceola News Now podcast, where we inform, impact, and inspire our audiences in and around Osceola County every day. Now get ready for another episode of the Positively Osceola News Now podcast.
Hey, it's Commissioner Arrington, and welcome to the first episode of Boating with Brandon. I am joined today by Superintendent of Public Schools, Mr. Mark Shanoff. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Commissioner. Really appreciate the invitation to be out here on this beautiful day, beautiful waterway, in our kayak.
Thank you so much. Now, is this your first time making it on Shingle Creek?
Yes. This is a first for me.
Okay, good.
This is a first in a kayak for me.
Is that right?
It is. So today will definitely be a big adventure. No doubt about it.
You're doing great so far.
Thank you.
That's for sure.
Thank you.
It's it's always interesting, too, how many people don't realize about some of the availability and landscape and environment here in Osceola County.
There's lots of different places that I still have yet to explore. Super excited about the opportunity to continue to get out there and really see things. I mean, I got a chance to see our school district of Osceola County Environmental Center down on Poinciana Boulevard. That was absolutely fantastic. What an awesome opportunity for our kids to be able to experience everything environmental within Osceola County. Really gives them a good appreciation for what exists in terms of natural resources and how we need to protect them.
It's true. One of my assistant principals from Beaumont Middle School when I was a kid, Mr. Snediger, and I don't know if he's still around or if he retired, he was a huge advocate of those facilities in the environmental centers. And I remember him promoting those opportunities, 30, 35 years ago even. So it's great to see those still here in our community and kids and teachers still taking advantage of. And Mark, you were saying the environmental center is open to the public?
The environmental center is open on Saturdays to the public. So we encourage our families in Osceola County to come. It is a really beautiful path. And then that leads out to a lake. The lake is just magnificent. I mean, perfect for viewing all types of wildlife. And it's just a great place to spend time as a family. Originally, I'm from Washington, D.C. So I grew up in Washington, had a great experience. My mom was a stay-at-home mom until I went to middle school. And then she went back to work for the feds and then ended up retiring senior executive service. So she really worked her way up within the government.
That's awesome.
And actually, she's one of my biggest leadership influences.
Is she really?
She is. I have an older brother and a younger sister. And my parents really did a great job of making sure that we were all treated as individuals. And that kind of informed how I was a teacher. The idea that I just don't have 25 bodies that need the same thing in my classroom when I taught third grade and I taught fifth grade. But it meant that everybody had a different story. Everybody had a different path. And so that's kind of the way that I've always led. And I think that goes for employees, and I think it goes for kids as well. Everybody's taking their own unique journey, and we need to make sure that we're doing everything in our power to eliminate the barriers that allows them to make that journey and fulfill that potential, because that's just the way I was raised.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to look at it. I mean, as three out of four children, I can tell you, me and my siblings, although we're close, we are all vastly different individuals. We all learn differently, we all think differently. So I think that's a great approach to take. And obviously you're bringing that over to the school district from a leadership standpoint now as well.
My predecessor, Dr. Pace, I think really kind of started that. She is the one that really valued the idea of every team member has something important that they can bring.
Mm-hmm.
And every student has this limitless potential of being the best person that they can be. And so I think that's an easy thing for me to come in and continue, because she is she really codified that within the district. So that's what we will continue to do.
What do you see some of the biggest challenges, I guess, to the district moving forward?
I don't see our issues as anything that we can't overcome. It's just we need to be thinking out of the box and thinking very creatively about how to proceed. So I think that finding and keeping good talent is something that I think every business is dealing with, but certainly it seems to be bigger in the teaching space. I'm hopeful that as we kind of rebrand what teaching is about, there's nothing more powerful than what happens within your four walls as a teacher. And I think it's important for us to really start telling the story that the empowerment of being a teacher is really about the influence that you have on your students. And that's where we believe we need to do a better job of telling that story and then supporting the teachers through that journey. Now that I know that this is here, I know I'm going to take my 13-year-old daughter out here.
Oh, good.
She'll love this. This is going to be so much fun for her. But, you know, I mentioned to you, Brandon, that when we got out here, immediately, as soon as you get on the water, you have this feeling of relaxation. I think we're in a good place.
Good.
I really do. I think that there's a reason for teachers and parents and support staff in the community to feel confident about the direction of the school system. We believe that we need to be open, honest, transparent about everything that we're doing. And so, you know, that's how you build trust with a community, especially when you're talking about, their most precious resources, their children, and our community's most precious resource, which is our future. We have industries here that require sustainability. So we have an agricultural industry that requires sustainability. We have a hospitality industry that requires sustainability. But we also have new economies that are moving into the area that we need to make sure that we're responding as a school district in workforce education and ensuring that we're skilling up our students to take on the jobs that are going to be available, because the jobs that are coming available in the new economy are going to be high-paying jobs.
I agree with you, and I think Osceola County has done an amazing job at creating the different opportunities, whether it's construction, medical, now we've got Neo City, advanced manufacturing. And from what I've heard in other communities, we seem to be ahead of the game in creating those pipelines and trying to diversify what education really looks like.
What we're trying to do now is really kind of attack this in real time. And that, I think, is going to be the biggest thing, is making sure that we're nimble enough with our university partners and our industry partners and scale up our programs to ensure that we're offering the programs ahead of the certifications that are going to be required for these jobs.
I've really enjoyed what you're doing for our school district, but also the energy and passion you have for our kids. You know, you told me originally when you first came on board, and it wasn't just me, I heard you tell it to others, that this was the only school district you wanted to go to, that you had no desire to leave Orange County, but if there was a chance here, you wanted to come. And just tell me real quick why that is.
Well, I think that Osceola provides a unique opportunity for a couple reasons. Number one, there is tremendous history in Osceola County. There is a lot of legacy in Osceola County. I'm one that really appreciates history. And so knowing what a proud history Osceola County has, that's something that really impressed me. The other thing for me was the size of the district and the challenges that posed with growth. And so as it turns out, we are kind of neck deep in really trying to ensure that we're responsive to the growth. This is exactly what I wanted to do. So I'm thrilled that, you know, now I have the opportunity to do it. And now I feel it more than ever that this is the place I want to be. And a lot of people have said to me, like, oh, you know, hey, look, if this district opened up, would you want to go there? No, I love where I'm at. I love where I am. We have a job to do. We're going to do it. And I want to end. I said this when I got the job. I want to end my career here. This is it. This is where I want to retire from. So this is where I plan to be.
That's awesome. And I think your energy and passion match our community. I think we are a vibrant community that is growing, and and is up to the challenge. And so I thank you for doing that. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Boating with Brandon. I'm Commissioner Brandon Arrington. This is my good friend, Mark Shanoff, the superintendent of the schools. Really hope you had a great time getting to know a little bit more about Mark, but also learning about some of the amazing biodiversity here in Osceola County. And if you want to come out to Shingle Creek, come on down to the Paddling Center on 192 across from the History Center. It is a great place to immerse yourself in Osceola County. And also, as Dr. Shanoff said, learn a little bit more about the history with the connection to the Historical Center and also the Steffi Helm from one of the original homes here in Osceola County is here as well. So thanks so much for coming out and tuning in. I'm Commissioner Arrington, and I hope to see you again on Boating with Brandon.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the Positively Osceola News Now podcast. We hope you found it informative, impacting, and inspiring as we strive to make a positive difference in and around Osceola County every day. Don't forget to join us again and visit PositivelyOsceola.com, the leading source for trusted local news, events, and sports in and around Osceola County.